Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. Eight.
Good morning. Right out the gate, I got an awesome guest for you this morning. This is the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis. The call-in numbers are, as always, 855-217-76. Extension 2 gets you live on air into the conversation. Extension 1, you know, you just leave it on a rant line, and we'll play it later on today. My guest today is Tony Garrick. And you know him as the conservative who ran for the Fargo City Commission. And, man, we are in sore need of that, in my humble opinion. If you have a question or comment for Tony, where'd you go? Where you at? Okay, there you go. If you have a question or comment for Tony, 855-217-76, City Commission met yesterday. You know, at their little powwow to discuss, the filling of the mayor's seat. If you don't know, if you're, you know, outside of the Fargo area, Mayor Wallaker passed and left a vacancy there. And so now, you know, you're going to have folks throwing their hat in the ring. There's a couple of folks that I would love to see run. I'm not going to say it on air because I don't want to put any pressure out there, but there you go. But by doing this, by filling mayoral seat, it's going to leave a couple of city commission seats open. And we might get another a crack at getting another conservative voice on the Fargo City Commission. And my hope is that Tony gets that seat. So there you go. I want to welcome you to the Common Sense Club. You're not a stranger. You've been here before. You know how it goes. Grab the coffee, sit down, grab the mic, that sort of thing.
Excellent.
can you hear? Hey, Tony.
Hey, you guys got me? There we go. All right. Yeah, he got me on.
Technical difficulties. What's going on here?
I'm taking myself here.
There we go.
How about now?
Can you hear me now?
Well, now it seems to be off.
Can you hear me now?
I don't know.
Can you hear me now? Okay, there you go.
Okay.
Wow.
Good deal.
Man, see, the brain doesn't work so hot.
You were doing pretty good by yourself there.
The brain doesn't work so hot. And I'm telling you, you know, hey, you know how it goes here, that sort of thing. And apparently I didn't. But so, Tony, a couple of things that I wanted to discuss this morning is, one, the Taj Mahal downtown, you know, especially in light of we've been doing great here in North Dakota because of, you know, the oil, the Bakken, all of that. But now we got, $2.30 gas prices.
Yep.
You know what's going on?
Yep.
And I remember talking about this, City Hall, and we were discussing $8 to $10, $12 million. Yep. What's it at right now?
Yeah, so back in July when we probably talked about this of 2013, we talked about, you know, a $7 to $12 million city hall, and I was telling you at the time that seemed like a large number to me. That the discussion was revolving around buying either a new building, or renovating the current city hall, which would have cost about $5.5 million. And we were weighing the pros and cons of updating the current building for that low price, or building a new one for upwards of $12 million. And I remember discussing with you that seemed like a high number, considering we didn't know a lot of information, like where it would be, how big it would be. Back then, they wanted a 40,000, they needed a 40,000, but they wanted a 70,000 square foot city hall. And now we learn that the new number is almost quadrupled from that $7 million that they said, the low end. It's $26 million with underground parking, with geothermal heating, with high ceilings like we were talking about. And they also now want a 96,000 square foot facility instead of the required 45,000 square foot facility that they actually need for today. And they say it's for future growth. Well, okay, or so you have to double in order to make that happen, you know, by the math.
It's a monument, too.
It really is.
Know?
And yeah, I said at $12 million, I called this a cathedral to government excess, to big government. So I don't even know what to call it now at $26 million. So I think it's one more example of the city of Fargo overtaxing and overspending, and they're trying to spend the money as fast as they can to justify it. It's one more example of why you should have lower taxes in the city of Fargo. And I guess I don't know what else to say besides, you know, it's just a big cathedral to big government.
What do you think about the proposed like bridges, walk pass over the river and walk pass? I think it was KBLY last night, and they were talking about all of this nice and it's aesthetically pleasing.
Sure.
But I'm thinking about, you know, the price tag, and I'm like, wow.
When you spend other people's money, you can make things look really nice. If I was going to use your money to buy my new car, I would buy a really nice new car.
No, you'd buy a Yugo, man.
Yeah.
Don't have a whole lot, so. But anyway.
But you know, like you said, I mean, they will have skywalks. You know, that's
right.
Part of the reason that they're putting it in the location they're putting it. And if people don't know, they're putting it basically on the same property. They're going to put it just south in that parking lot that's by the city hall currently is where they want to stick it. And by the way, that does not have permanent flood protection in that area yet. So
I was going to ask about that.
They're going to put this in the new city hall. It's going to cost $26 million next to the flood wall that they're going to spend another $26 million on. And they're going to go basically in conjunction with each other, one needing for the other. So if you don't have that flood wall in, you know, before it gets done, and you have a new city hall and it floods, then we have a problem again.
Right.
So the priorities here, once again, that we've talked about, me and you have talked about over and over again, they're putting these wants over the needs of Fargo. The needs of Fargo are permanent flood protection, especially inner city flood protection. And they're going to put this large, expensive new city hall before the flood protection, which is exactly the wrong way to do it.
What about the I'm not familiar with the exact monetary amount, but they're going to put like a huge pump in the bottom of the city hall. Where's that going to go if they're doing the underground parking, and how much is that going to cost, and you know all of that?
Just according to the article that I read, I think it's there just to remove the water that they would have to, you know, they dig up this large hole for the underground parking for this facility. And
right.
That pump would just be there to remove.
Have they started that already?
No.
No?
Not yet. No.
Okay. So what they're doing downtown right now, you know, they're redirecting traffic and all that, that's only for the flood protection?
As far as I'm concerned, yeah, as far as I know.
Okay.
Yep. This city hall is still under discussion. You know, they keep getting inputs, and as they get inputs from, you know, city employees and other people who use the facility, and, you know, now they're talking about geothermal heating, which, I mean, it all sounds really nice, and it might be green and good for the long term, that kind of thing. It's just really expensive on the front end. It's $850,000 according to the forum.
Wow.
And if it's $1 million, I would not be surprised. And if this facility at the end of the day costs $30 to $35 million, I would not be surprised.
That's
not,
what
not,
I was
not
thinking.
I predicted this would be $20+ million back in July of 2013, and I got called crazy by a lot of people on the radio.
Right.
People said that, hey, no, they're telling us it's going to be 15. Why would you even say that? That would be $25 million. And I told you, this is what happens.
This
is exactly what happens, and it should not be shocking to anybody if this goes way over budget and it goes way above and beyond even now what we're talking about. So now,
isn't it funny how anything that we say we want to go green on always ends up costing us a lot of green, man?
And the great thing is the city goes, well, no, it's not your money. It's the federal government's money. We're going to put geothermal and we're going to get a big government grant, and you know, it's all good for the people of Fargo because we're not going to pay for it. We're making people in Washington, D.C., you know, or Washington State pay for it. We're making people in Florida pay for it. Well, we're all paying for that.
Yeah.
It's still tax money, fellas. You know, it's not as though it's free money for anyone to have, you know, which
right.
It kind of is, I guess, at this point. But, you know, people still pay for that.
Yeah, we tend to disassociate the fact that, you know, Washington doesn't make money.
Right.
I mean,
well,
they do. They sort of do. But they don't have any products or services. They're out there,
right,
and they're turning,
I mean,
a profit. Their profit margin is based on how much they can fleece from us.
Right.
So, but there you go. A couple of other things. I'm thinking about the impact of low gas prices, and for the, you know, long term, that's about 6 months or whatever, negative effects on our oil revenue, positive effects on the ag industry, taking all that into account, can we afford a Taj Mahal like this?
The idea is we can afford it. I can afford a Mercedes if I wanted it. But I'm going to be really poor. You know what I mean? Like,
that means you can't afford it.
Right, I know.
That's an oxymoron.
So, I mean, the city of Fargo can spend this money because they can't, because they have shown the ability to tax the people at a very high rate. We have the highest sales tax from Minneapolis to Montana. We have the highest property taxes from Minneapolis to Montana. We have high taxes all around. And they're taking in record revenues, just like the federal government is right now, because things in Fargo are going gangbusters.
Right.
And we still have very high taxes. So as long as the people of Fargo are willing to accept that they're a very high tax, the government of Fargo is going to accept spending a lot of money.
Can you give me 2 minutes on the other side of the break? I have two guests coming back.
Absolutely.
But stick around. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here. The last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Geo-steering services. It's one of the things new at NESA Consulting Services. Kathy Nesset of NESA Consulting Services tells us about how NESA Consulting Services is now offering geo-steering expertise.
What we're doing, we're going with what the industry needs. And right now, in our world of the industry, they need geosteering services. These are the individuals that oversee and steer these wells point to point to track in the right rock unit. And we are developing and augmenting, adding to our on-site teams with an oversight geosteering team. And to be able to provide another layer or another level of geosteering support to these oil companies is something that we're pretty proud of. And we're working to build and do better.
Thanks, Kathy. Find out more about NESA Consulting Service online at NESAConsulting.com and about more of the career opportunities awaiting you online at NESAConsulting.com. That's NESAConsulting.com. NESAConsulting.com, Tioga, North Dakota.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Welcome back. This is the Common Sense Club. I'm your host, Leon Francis. My guest in studio is Tony Gehring. And my guest on the phone is Blankita Cullum. Every morning we have Blankita and Ellen on to talk a little common sense from the left and the right. I'm going to ask you to give me 2 minutes to finish up with my guest, Blankita.
Of course. With Tony Gehring? Of course I will.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it.
So, Tony, you're throwing your hat into the ring, yep. And we have a second crack at getting at least two conservative voices on the Fargo City Commission. So I want you to tell everybody a little bit about that.
Right. So if you guys want that conservative voice that's going to, you know, spend less and respect your money more, you know, you have a chance to vote for me. And you can find more information about me at TonyGehrig.com. My name is spelled like Lou Gehrig.
Yep.
You can find me on Facebook. You can call me at 701-367-8013. I'm the only candidate who throws their own cell phone number on their websites and on the Facebook to talk to people. And I get quite a few calls every time I do this. So it's nice to talk to real people about the real issues.
Right.
So go ahead and if you want to change, you got to vote. And this election will probably have low turnout because it is an off election. It's not expected by a lot of people.
So we need to turn out the vote is what
your vote would probably count for two or three votes
right.
In a normal election. So if I can get the real hardcore people that really pay attention to show up and vote, we got a real good shot at this thing. And we can turn the tide of the Fargo Commission in the direction of fiscal responsibility, which is what I think most people in the city of Fargo want to do.
Right, absolutely. What are the Christmas traditions around the Gehrig house?
So, you know, we do a lot of normal stuff. You know, Mom usually makes, you know, something delicious for all us to eat. We've recently been going to the lakes for Christmas, which is really nice when it's, you know, a white Christmas and you get to go out and look at the lake. It's frozen, maybe do a little ice fishing, that kind of thing. But one thing we've done always since I can remember as a kid, it was leg wrestling. And a lot of people know what this is, but a lot of people don't know what this is, surprisingly enough, in North Dakota, that you lay on your back, you are up opposite sides, so, you know, you're facing one way, your opponent is facing the other way. So
right.
Say your dad or your mother or your father, you know, something like that,
right.
As your opponent, and you kick your foot up in the air, and you meet in the middle, and whoever can turn the other person over would be the champion. And I will say the last couple of years, being the biggest individual in our family, I have been able to flip mother, father, brother, sisters all over.
I am the reigning champ in our house.
Yeah,
though,
so far your sons are growing. So.
Yeah. Oh man, have you seen my eldest son?
News, yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Oh boy. But thank you for coming in. Thanks for throwing your hat in the ring. We need conservative voices. I hate it when other people like spending my money. So
I'm not used to it yet, Leon.
I'm just not a sheep, man. I don't like being fleeced. Blanquita. What are the family, the Christmas traditions around your house?
Oh, well, you know, I'm here in San Antonio, Texas, you know, the land of all the... We have the most beautiful lights on the Riverwalk in San Antonio. It looks like a fairyland. It is so gorgeous. So what we like to do is get on one of the beautiful riverboats with the family and singing carols and go through the city. I mean, you have never seen anything like it. It is gorgeous. And of course,
I was in San Antonio last year for POW training.
You were in San Antonio last year?
I got to be down there during the holidays, down the Riverwalk. So it is beautiful down there in San Antonio during the holidays. So I agree with her.
I remember in Kansas City,
they have a beautiful river parade on the day after Thanksgiving. And do you know who started that parade?
Who's that?
Yours truly. I started that parade.
Oh, nice.
Very cool.
Yeah, so millions,
there you go.
She's
a trendsetter.
Yeah, well, you know, come on. You guys are doing all the leg wrestling. I mean, you know, we don't do those things here because it's too hot. You guys got to stay warm over there.
We do.
We absolutely do. And I'm hoping we're going to get a white Christmas. We don't have a lot of the white stuff on the ground today, but it's in the forecast, so hopefully we'll have that. I was going to ask Ellen this, but I want to ask you, Blanquita. So North Korea is now saying that, you know, we are a cesspool, and this is a quote, a cesspool of terrorism. And they are,
well, you know,
and he's blaming us.
Let me give you a little background on North Korea, because, you know, I had to deal with North Korea because I oversaw Voice of America and Radio Free Asia. You know, North Korea is a big bully, and it flexes his muscle. The influencer, the game changer for North Korea, is always China. North Korea may have that crazy guy, Kim Jong-un, there, but honestly, they're more a bully than they are. Sorry?
I just call him Yabba Dabba Doo because I can't pronounce that name, but there you go.
Well, but the thing of it is, they are torturers to their own people. They'll show you, you know, these PR things. They have no food. In fact, the majority of people who have been defectors that have come over to the United States, well, they can't even defect to China because China will throw them back. They will tell you that they were listening to the Voice of America and to Radio Free Asia to get out. They are so starved and deprived of food and good human treatment. The only thing that they can think about is food. But let me tell you what they also do. Because they, you know, the government issues them a radio. So what will happen is when they're so impoverished, families, neighborhoods will band together to buy, and the government radio is soldered to the dial of the government. So what happens is that they will band together to buy a black market shortwave radio, and of course they're listening to United States International Broadcasting and to the BBC. It's really what people will do to have freedom. There is no food on the shelves. There is no, you know, access to any kind of free speech. And so that guy would call us terrorists if you could hear the horror stories that the people who have been incarcerated and the gulags there, you would be shocked.
I don't know if I would be shocked. I've done some research on Kim Jong and his father. What do you think of them saying, you know, basically that they're going to the attack because they're blaming us for, you know, shutting down their internet and that sort of thing?
You know what I would say to them? I do like any bully in the schoolyard. I'd stand right into their face and say, do you want to try it? Because I'm telling you that you want the repercussions to be bad, the repercussions are going to be real bad. But we don't have a president right now. The president right now is the person, if you stay up his feet, he's going to run in the corner. The American system, regardless of whether it was Democrat or Republican, was never afraid of terrorists or bullies. And I hope to God we don't continue this kind of thing where we acquiesce and pander to terrorists. Because if we do, we're in trouble.
Absolutely. One other thing before we have to let you go. And this is a good story coming out of a horrible situation. As you know, we had the murder of two of New York's finest out there. And one of the things, the bright spots in there, though, was the daughter of Eric Garner paid tribute to those police officers and went to that that makeshift memorial and, you know, and laid down her wreath and said, you know, I sympathize. I can truly empathize because she will not be able to have the holiday season with her father. And so she understands the pain that these officers are going through, and she condemned it in the strongest possible terms. And I thought that was an awesome, awesome sentiment, a voice of common sense and just this chaotic mess that this whole thing
has become.
Well, we've
got to remember, there's going to be anybody, I don't care, in any walk of life, in radio and in firemen, politicians, priests, you name it. There are going to be bad apples, but the majority of them are going to be good.
Absolutely.
And especially when people are putting their lives on the line. You have to stand
Thanks,
up and say.
Thanks, I will be right back right after this break.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I want to thank both of my guests in the last segment, Tony Garrig, and seriously, you gotta, he brought this point out, he touched on this point, the voter turnout is expected to be low, so we need to come out in force and support Tony and his bid. We need another conservative voice, man. I mean, we do. I like Pepcorn there, but he's like one voice. He's always the dissenting voice, and it's almost like just a footnote. Okay, we're going to do this. Pepcorn, you chime in, and there you go. We need at least we need a couple of conservative voices. I would love for more conservatives to run for the Fargo City Commission, and hopefully we'll see that in the future. But we got to support folks like Tony. I mean, we have to. I also want to thank Blanquita for coming on and giving us some time. A lot of folks in radio and in TV and the media, they've already taken this time off. So I want to thank her for coming on this morning and giving us some of her time, talking a little bit about her Christmas traditions. And I want to know yours. I want to know, what is one of your holiday traditions, your family traditions, your Christmas traditions, the things that, you know, you and your family talk about or how you interact, what you do. The leg wrestling thing is awesome. I am the current reigning champion in my household. So there you go. But my son, he's already a good 2, 3, 4, 5 inches taller than me now, so and I'm not long. I still got him on weight, so I can still flip him at will. But you know, those days are coming. I got to get back in the gym or something. So, but I want to know what your holiday traditions are, and I want to reiterate, especially in light of everything. And I don't know if you saw a 6:30 point of view. Me and Scott were on, and we were talking about, you know, what was going on in New York and all. I mean, just the direction of this country just seems to be mired in all of this just hate. And then a bright spot appears, and it's right in tune with the holiday season, too, and much, much needed. And I really hope a lot of the media outlets touch on this story today. They should highlight it. But the daughter of Eric Garner paid tribute to the New York police officers that were murdered by this criminal, this heinous person. And she's the youngest daughter of Eric Garner. And she goes down there and she pays her respect and she says, it hit my heart because I know what it feels like with this upcoming holiday season and you don't have your father around. I know firsthand what you're feeling. And I thought that was awesome. And it seems to me that out of all of this uncommon sense that's floating around on both sides of this whole situation, this whole a cop versus minority, cop versus this, cop versus that, the insanity surrounding that whole thing, this is the voice of common sense right here. So my hat's off to Eric Garner's daughter. And I wish her a happy holiday season. And always in my prayers, Eric Garner and these two police officers that were unfairly, I mean, my God, Rafael Ramos and Officer Lou, that is, my heart's out to them. My prayers also. And I would ask the Common Sense Club to keep these folks in your prayers, in your heart, as you celebrate this holiday season, this Christmas season, because these families are hurting right now. But anyway, I didn't want to bring the show down, so I'm just going to say that. That is a bright spot, though. Good for you. Good for you. We might even get a white Christmas this time. I was kind of skeptical. Still am, just a little bit. If you're out and about, keep in mind that the roads throughout North Dakota and western Minnesota are going to be icy. And I know a lot of folks, me and Tony were just talking about this. You're doing that last minute Christmas shopping. I have to do that myself today. So. You gotta, if you're out and about and you're finishing up your Christmas shopping, just make sure that you slow down. No cruise control because you have very little. And this was explained to me. You have your cruise control on. It's set at, I don't know, we'll just say 55. And your car is trying to get to 55 and it keeps it there. So if you're on ice, you're going to slow down. Your car will speed up. The tires are spinning, trying to get up to 55 miles per hour. You have lost control. So you don't want to do that. And any time during this season, in the winter especially, you should almost disable your cruise control because that's going to save you a lot of headache, might even save your life. So no cruise control. Make sure you have your headlights on and just be safe out there. Be slow down, no cruise control, turn your lights on, be safe, and there you go. 855-217-76, extension 2, gets you live on air into the conversation. What are your holiday traditions? Tony and I and Blanquita, we spoke about some of ours. I want to know yours. What are some of the North Dakotan holiday traditions that I need to be aware of. Me being a Southern boy and all that stuff. 855-217-76 if you want to share those. And remember right after the Common Sense Club, what's on your mind with Scott Hannon, Todd Mitchell, and discuss those holiday traditions with them. So, and we're going to have Scott Hannon and Todd Mitchell, well, they're going to do the radio town hall with Kevin Kramer a day early due to the holiday. So make sure that you tune in for that. Any questions or comments for Kevin Kramer, feel free. I mean, this guy, despite, you know, we can sit here and we can say, you know, don't agree with him on this, that, and the other thing, but the guy does come on whenever he's called to answer questions, even if you don't like the answers. He is not afraid to have a town hall. I think here recently he was voted the most accessible because of all the town halls and all the forums and formats that he is willing to go on and talk with the folks. And it's like I said, even if you disagree, you know, with some of his votes, he's always willing to come on and explain it. So my hat's off to him. Good for you, Congressman Kramer. And keep in mind, at 10 o'clock, he'll be in doing his radio talk town hall a day early due to the holiday season. some of my southern traditions, and I got to be careful because some of them involve some comfort from the South, and that's a little pun, that's a little tongue-in-cheek. You'll figure that out in a minute, but I like Cajun food, especially since I've been here. I always try to throw in some Cajun food on the holiday table. So, yeah, you're going to have the traditional things like a turkey and stuffing and ham and that sort of thing. But I have to have some jambalaya or some shrimp etouffee or something like that. I have to have some southern dish. And at any, on any table, and that's Thanksgiving, that's Easter, that's Christmas, that's whatever, there's got to be cornbread. There has to be some cornbread on that table. Bob out in Grafton, what are your Christmas traditions?
Morning, Leon. Hey, I just want to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas. I wanted to take a break right now today from all the news headlines and the troubles and just talk about Christmas traditions.
Good deal.
I'm not Catholic. I'm just a straight Christian, man. Just right out of the Bible, what Christ said, that's what I'm a Christ follower. But my mother is a diehard Catholic, and, you know, they have the midnight mass. Well, on Christmas Eve, traditionally, as a family, we watch the nativity story. And we're going to surprise my mom this year, and the entire family is going to get together, and we're going to go with her to midnight mass with her at her church. So she's going to really get a kick out of that. She's 80-something years old, so she's really, really going to like that. And I just wanted to say a Christmas memory of my dad. You know, I'm 50 years old, Leon, and I have a lot of fond memories of as a childhood growing up there with my parents. My grandfather was in World War One. My dad was a Marine, and I was in the military. And my dad came down with multiple sclerosis when I was a freshman in high school. And he wrestled with that and struggled with that all the way through 2003. And I just wanted to remind everyone that, you know, the greatest gift ever given to man was the gift of salvation, eternal life through Christ. That was God's, that was the greatest gift ever given. And once you accept Christ as your Savior, you receive that free gift and you hang on to that gift throughout your entire life. Well, my dad in the mid-November of 2003 finally got to open that gift when the Lord called him home. So he spent that Christmas with the author of Christmas himself. And
Oh, wow.
I just wanted to put those couple things out there, man. And just wanted to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas. Love your neighbor. Love your family.
Yeah, we need a lot more of that nowadays, man. And I want to thank you for coming on and sharing that sentiment with us. And you're right. We talk politics, and a lot of times it's always divisive and that sort of thing. It's good to take a break and just kind of reflect on the meaning of the for the season, and you've done so beautifully, Bob. One, the midnight mass, you guys going with your mom, that's awesome, man. That is phenomenal. And the story about your dad, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. I wish you and yours a very, very happy holiday season.
Well, it is the ultimate gift, you know, eternal life, man. Jesus came to this earth and loved us when there wasn't anything really about us to love. And so he offers us that free gift, man. And once you accept it, it's yours forever. You hang on to it, but you can't open it until the day the Lord calls you home. And my dad finally opened his November of 2003 and got to spend Christmas with the author himself. So I just
that
want to wish everyone
pretty
a Merry
cool.
Christmas.
That is pretty cool, man. You were kind of awesome. Thanks, Bob, for sharing. And you can do the same. 855-200-1776 on the other side of this break. We'll be right back.
the knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Hundreds of our listeners have been in the Miracle Chair. Many of them have purchased the Miracle Chair because it works. Jerry Breyer is here. He's brought the Miracle Chair to North Dakota. You can see it online at MiracleChair.net. You can take a test drive yourself and actually sit in this and feel it work. State-of-the-art massage lounger for the ultimate experience. Jerry, talk about what people tell you about these Miracle Chairs.
Well, you know, we've sold quite a few of them, but it's amazing. The feedback is 100% positive. I've never sold anything where I've had 100% positive. Well, yeah, gold and silver is pretty much 100%. But it's really interesting, particularly with the ladies. They get in that chair and they don't want to get out. Because what the chair does, it massages your feet, your legs, your thighs, your back, your arms, your neck, all at the same time.
Relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design. It's the Miracle Chair. Online at MiracleChair.net or call 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950 today.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back to the last segment of the Common Sense Club. I'm your host, Leon Francis. 855-200-1776. Extension 2 to get your holiday tradition quickly on air. And with me, and especially in the South, a lot of our traditions kind of, you know, revolve around food. And I'm thinking about that. All of the things that I miss about the South, like the pecan pie, things like that. New Year's, to bring in the new year, shrimp and grits. That's like the new year a meal of choice. Like, I don't know what's up with that. When you think about it, you know, you're like, shrimp and grits, but it's awesome. It's delicious. But there you go. But pecan pie, always good. Always good. And anything, corn, like cornbread or Johnny cakes or things like that, on your table, always a good, southern tradition. So that's something that I am looking forward to, along with all of the great food, the fellowship, that sort of thing, the family, coming together. And a lot of folks might not even know this about me, but, I was the first Francis to trek up from the boot to the bison. But as it stands right now, I have, a sister here in Fargo. I have a sister in Grand Forks and a bunch of nieces, and one nephew, and my mom and dad moved here. to Thief River Falls anyway. So yeah, we're going to be close, for the first time in a very long time, you know, without having to cross a continent basically to see each other. So there you go. That's pretty cool, I think. I was like the Lewis and Clark of the Francis family, if you can believe that. I blaze the trail from the boot to the bison. I think that's pretty cool. Stay tuned for Scott Hannon, Todd Mitchell. We're going to be speaking with, at 9 o'clock, in the 9 o'clock hour, Sue Cook from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. And they're going to talk about the NDFB scholarship program, and they just announced a ton of new scholarships. So stay tuned for that. And at 10 o'clock, the radio town hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer. He's going to take your call on any subject. I would advise you to ask him what his holiday or Christmas traditions are and kind of share that on. Keep it light. Let's not browbeat the guy, on today anyway. Let's keep it light. Let's go with the traditions, especially the Christmas traditions and the holiday, even go into the new year. Traditions. One thing that I will be looking forward to, and around this time of year, it's a really good time for me because in addition to having the Christmas holidays and then New Year's in January, and then in February it's my birthday. So it's really good. I plan on spending that in New Orleans, right down there on Bourbon Street. And I'm going to try to keep it right around the 14th, even though my birthday is on the 1st. Right around the 14th, so I can experience Fat Tuesday, at least for one day while I'm down there. Every day down there is like Fat Tuesday, anyway, Mardi Gras. But I'm gonna have fun. I like this time of year. Don't forget, January 12th, Converge on the Capitol. We're gonna have some really cool speakers there. For the Converge on the Capitol, and I'm going to put all of that info on my Facebook page, or you can go to the Facebook page Converge on the Capitol and see all of the cool things that are going on there. Stay tuned for that. Keep your ear to these airwaves and to the social media to find out what's going on in your neck of the woods and how you can contribute to Converge on the Capitol, what times you need to be there, who's going to be speaking there, what do you need to do to get in tune with the legislative process and that sort of thing. So it's going to be an awesome event, so stay tuned for that. And then in February, we're going to have Mark the Freedom Poet will have his event out there at Calvary United. So lots of great things coming up in the a brand new year. Just to kick off the new year, we're going to have two really great events. And I'm hoping that the end of this year is going to be, happy and meaningful with family and friends for all of the Common Sense Club, and basically the entire nation. We need a healing, man. We need some good times and some laughter and some family togetherness. We need that, especially in light of what's going on. And I'm not going to touch on it. I want to keep it light, but we need this. It's a good thing, the holiday season. So it's a pretty awesome thing. Just want to say before, before the new year anyway. I love coming on these airwaves, speaking to the Common Sense Club every morning. You guys have pretty much made my year. You make my year. Every morning when I get up and I come into the studio, you make my day. It's pretty cool. It's pretty awesome. And it is the best Christmas present. You know, coming on, talking to you good folks. There you go. Leon Francis signing off. We'll talk to you. I'm back for one more day. We'll talk to you tomorrow, bright and early. Stay tuned for Scott Hahn and Todd Mitchell.
Do you want to drive the safest car you possibly can on the road? I'm in the Bakken a lot. I tell you what, it is a challenge. You need to be an attentive, defensive driver. When I drive one of those Mercedes-Benz from Valley Imports, a GL or an ML, I feel as safe as I've ever felt driving in the Bakken. I want you to drive one too and find out why. And you know what? Free delivery. They'll bring it to you. You can't beat a deal like that. You'll get the best price 24/7. You'll get 2 years of free maintenance on me. You just got to mention Scott. There's 24/7 roadside service. And if you go to valleyimports.com, don't find what you're looking for. They'll get it for you, give you the best price. You can't beat a deal like this. ValleyImports.com, your Mercedes-Benz dealer, if you're within the sound of my voice. Do not buy your Mercedes-Benz anywhere else. The service after the sale, the attention to detail that comes from the pros at Valley Imports cannot be beat. Plus, we're giving you 2 years of free maintenance when you mention this radio program. ValleyImports.com, tell them Scott sent you.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.